This is Danag, the Filipino Twilight Saga podcast. Please,
kamikaze, watching everything go up in flames.
Hello and welcome to Danag, the Filipino Twilight Saga podcast. This is episode 6 for November 2008. Good thing we have a strong stomach. My name is Dane, and with me are my Twilight Coven Philippines co-administrators Claire DeLune.
Hi.
And we also have Minami.
Hi. Hello.
And we have a special guest on our panel today. One of our Twilight guys is sitting in for Mabel, who couldn't make it to our recording. We have Gary, also known as JW Black, in our forums.
Hello, everyone.
So, Gary, what's the reason behind your username?
Contrary to popular belief, it's not actually Jacob Black. It's Johnny Walker Black, as in the drink.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, by the way, we're recording this episode at the Haagen-Dazs store in SM Mall of Asia. And we would like to give a shout out to Peachy, hi, and Thea, hi. And the people from Haagen-Dazs for this opportunity to taste the flavors of Twilight and to find out how the promo was put together and how it came about.
So can we eat some ice cream now?
I hope so. I'm really excited to try the ice cream. So let's get on with the show. In this week's breaking news, Summit Entertainment has announced that they have acquired the rights to film New Moon, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn. They also announced that Melissa Rosenberg, who wrote the adaptation of Twilight, will be back on board to do the same for New Moon and Eclipse. Breaking Dawn doesn't have a writer attached to the project yet. While Summit has already optioned the sequels, there is still no guarantee that they will actually be made. More on this during our commentary segment. MTV has released a new clip from the film featuring Bella, Tyler, and the van incident. This clip was first seen during the premiere episode of MTV's Spoilers show, which featured the cast of Twilight. Twilight had its press screening and junket a few days ago, and so many interviews with Catherine Hardwicke, Stephenie Meyer, and the cast have been released. We will be discussing the highlights of these interviews during the commentary segment. In local news, we are inviting everyone to the Twilight Mall Invasion. Catch exhibits featuring the Twilight film and Edward's Volvo C30 in the following malls: SM Mega Mall, Trinoma, Gateway, SM Mall of Asia, and Robinson's Galleria starting on November 17th. ABS-CBN Interactive and Warner Music Philippines also launched the Twilight mobile promos. Please check our show notes for instructions to download ringtones and ringback tones, or text Twilight to 4848 to download wallpapers for your phone. For links to these articles, please take a look at our show notes at danagpodcast.blogspot.com. And for more breaking news about the Twilight saga, please visit our main website, twilightcovenph.blogspot.com.
So our feature for this podcast, for today, we have a few more guests. We have Peachy and Thea. They work for the promo agency for Haagen-Dazs. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So Peachy and Thea are actually here, not in an official capacity, but more because they are what? Ano tawag? Anong gusto niyo tawag sa inyo? Twilighters, Twihearts, Fanpires? What?
Twilight fans is okay.
ako Twilighter.
Yeah.
Tayo sa Twilighter. So how did you find out about Twilight?
It was referred by my friend parang earlier this year yata. Tapos I've heard about it before. Kasi nga, I saw my first book sa Cebu kasi I was there on parang promo for another client. Tapos wala na akong magawa sa Cebu, nag-National Bookstore ako. Tapos makita ko, ang daming books ng Twilight. Eh, hindi ako makakita here sa Manila. So parang, this is destiny. Nakita kami ng first Twilight book ko sa Cebu. So yun, from there, I fell in love. Still in love. Ano ba yun?
Ikaw, Peachy.
I have two friends who recommended the book to me. When my first friend recommended it to me, she told me it was a love story between a vampire and a human. And I said, I don't want to read anything scary. And I couldn't believe that it would be so romantic. So another friend told me, oh yeah, it's a really good book. So I decided to read it. My friend lent me the book. I still haven't bought my first Twilight book because I'm waiting for the special edition. I'm waiting for that. Although I'm thinking I might buy the book set. So, medyo inisip ko pa kung alin yung bibilin ko. But I'm definitely going to buy my own copy. The first book I bought of Stephenie Meyer is The Host. Yeah, because I couldn't borrow from anyone. So I bought that first.
We'll have to convince her to buy the box set. Ganda-ganda eh. Nakita ko kahapon eh. For only what?
789.
So, kasi you work for the promo agency for Haagen-Dazs. So, when you found out that they're sponsoring Twilight and you're going to have a Twilight promo, how did you feel?
Ako? Kasi si Miss Peachy, she heard it first before me. So, parang when basta somebody mentioned it in the office, tinawagan ko agad yung friends ko or tinex ko yata mga Twihard friends. Parang, oh my god, may promo yung Haagen-Dazs for Twilight. Wow! So yun, medyo slightly nag-anxiety attacks.
oh my god, I can't breathe.
Parang, hyperventilating.
Oo, sobra. So na-excite ako major. Kasi parang, di ba, Haagen-Dazs and Twilight, anong better combination? Parang, two good things, yes.
Ikaw, Peachy, what was your reaction?
Actually, when I first heard about it, so I was with the client at that time, I couldn't really squeal. So, as soon as I got back to the office, I looked for Thea because I wanted to share it with somebody who could relate. So, I told her, because she's the one person I know who I knew would be excited about it and who I could tell that there's a promo. I couldn't tell my friends no details yet, pero I wasn't sure yet who to tell. So, parang, since I know si Thea was a fan, so siya yung una kong sinabi para maging may kasama ako na excited.
Sino yung nag-isip nung the entire promo?
Si Miss Jenny, the client. So siya yung nag-isip. She's a Twilight fan also.
So shout out to Miss Jenny. Hi, Miss Jenny!
Hi!
And in any case, she's listening, right? She listens to our podcast. Oh, we love the promo. You said that a chef thought up of the flavors nung kwan. So what were nung natikman niyo siya, ano yung favorite ninyo?
Favorite ko, A Kiss in the Meadow. Well, for one, favorite part ko siya dun sa book kasi whenever I go back to when I want to read a part of the book, normally I look for the scene sa meadow. So I just read that over and over. So, and then I like the flavors as well. Because my favorite Haagen-Dazs flavor is summer berries. And when you partner it with the Belgian chocolate, it's too intense flavors. But they, for some reason, for me, they still complement each other. Eh.
Parang kiss, no? In the meadow. Ikaw, Thea.
Ako, since I just tried it today, loser. Ako siguro yung Claire de Lune kasi parang actually I thought like out of all the flavors I wouldn't basta hindi naman ako fan ng flavors ng Claire de Lune, so when I tried it yan sarap siya yun.
Okay. And which ones would you recommend, Peachy? Would you recommend Kiss in the Meadow to like the fans of the Twilight series?
Definitely. Talagang masarap siya. Promise masarap siya.
Ikaw, Thea, would you recommend Claire de Lune?
Mm-mm.
Kasi okay yung mix niya. Parang, basta tama lang yung mix niya for me. Yun, it's not that strong. Tapos hindi naman super sweet. So, okay lang. It's good.
And syempre, kami sa TCT, we recommend Dazzled at First Sight. So, we have at least may representation yung each of the flavors, diba? So, eto, I'm kind of curious. Sino yung favorite Colin character ninyo?
Syempre, si Edward.
Sorry, Jasper!
Jasper!
So, if you were fed ice cream by any of the Colin guys, would you, ano yun, can you imagine being fed by Jasper? Kiss in the meadow. Well, meme yata si Michi.
Yes. Kasi, parang the fact that he can influence your emotions, but I think that would even sweeten the moment. Parang while he's feeding you, tapos he's making you feel so much better than the way you're already feeling. I just can't imagine how that would feel like.
Shucks, kinikilig ako. Sinabi niya.
Oh nga, ikaw. Siguro makikita ko pa lang si Edward, magpa-pass out na ako, so hindi ko na alam. Parang, yun na yun. Parang,
I'll be able to feed you.
Sayang experience.
Oh nga. Eto, one last question. If you could, courtesy of our guest, okay, they're looking at the Jasper photo now, so we'll be illustrated. Distracted na. Eto, last question. If you could concoct a special flavor that for using Häagen-Dazs flavors for Edward, it's like it's an Edward flavored Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Ano yung combinations? Like, you can like three or more flavors kung gusto mo. Kung gusto nyo. And what would you call it?
One of the flavors would be definitely dark chocolate orange. Yes, dark chocolate orange. Kasi I really like dark chocolate. Tapos it has orange peels. Parang the orange peels, it kind of reminds me of the color of his eyes. I mean, the gold color. So, plus the dark chocolate kasi parang reading through the Twilight series, you can see how passionate he is. So, parang yung passion, pag tinanslate mo siya into the flavor, parang mas intense kasi yung flavor nung chocolate dun sa dark chocolate orange. So, parang yun talaga yung flavor. But it stands alone. It's just the Edward flavor for me, dark chocolate orange.
Kautea.
Yung flavor for me, kasi yung favorites ko of Häagen-Dazs, mac nut and Belgian chocolate. So siguro, hindi ko ba siya natatry together. Baka super siya sweet. Pero sweet naman si Edward eh. Yes.
So anyway, thank you Peachy and Thea for gracing us with this interview. Yayain nyo naman yung mga podcasters, the people who listen to our podcast to... ano yun, try out the ice cream and, you know, participate in the promo.
Okay. I'd like to invite all the fans of Twilight to visit the Häagen-Dazs shops. You'll have a chance to bring home a cinema pass so you can watch the Twilight movie for free. So for a minimum purchase of 780 pesos, so you get to watch Twilight for free. And if you haven't bought the books yet, please visit Power Books. Buy any Twilight. You can buy Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, Breaking Dawn, and also the Movie Companion. And if you buy the box set, you can also get a bookmark from Power Books and Häagen-Dazs. And then you show that bookmark to the Häagen-Dazs shop and get your free Twilight ice cream. So just visit our Häagen-Dazs shops and I hope you enjoy the Twilight flavors as much as I do.
Ikaw, Thea.
For everyone out there, all the Twilight lovers, you should also love ice cream. So yun, try out the flavors of Twilight, yung mga Twilight-inspired flavors of Häagen-Dazs. It's really good. Yun, masarap. It's worth it. Tsaka yun, sana ano, you also avail of our promo from Power Books. And you get also ice cream from Häagen-Dazs for that.
Thank you.
Local updates. Don't we have something exciting to share with them, Claire de Lune?
Yes. Yun. So, kung nakita nila yung photos, there's a, like a big, huge, yung
billboard. If you guys remember, we mentioned watching out for those billboards like two episodes back.
Yes. So, ngayon, yan, lumabas na yung nasa Mega Mall na you'll find it, or at least for now, you'll find it dun sa side ng ADB, facing ADB. So, it's a
big... Building A.
Building A. So, it's a big billboard. Yan. In-advertise niya yung Twilight Mall Invasion. So, that's the other big thing that we teased you about noong episode something.
Yeah, it's like episode 3, I think. No, I think it's around episode 3 or episode 2.
We talk about something big that's gonna happen, so that's part of it. So, in Twilight Mall Invasion, Viva has a parang an exhibit. So, kasama yung Volvo. So, makakita niyo yung Volvo C30 ni Edward, and
yay,
you can pose with it. Pero kayong pa-picture sa loob ng Volvo, yan. Huwag nyo nang isa-scratch.
No, really?
Yeah,
pwede. Is that that? Oh my God, I don't know about this. I thought you could just like, take a picture outside.
Yeah. Hindi, pwede daw sumakay eh.
Trust me, ang ganda sa loob nun. I went to a car show around 2 months ago sa my World Trade Center, and they had this Volvo C30. Tapos, I had a picture taken pa nandun sa Multiply ko. It was, I wanna buy that
did
car.
Did you feel like Jacob Black trying to steal Edward Collins?
I wish Aston Martin yun, pero okay lang din yung Volvo.
Okay naman yung Volvo eh. Wow.
Aston Martin
Vanquish. Like? Yeah. Maybe so, I should dress up as Bella.
No? At the same time, you feel like Edward. Tapos at the same time, you feel like James Bond.
Ang
Aston Martin.
Oh my God, yes.
Diba? Aston Martin.
Grabe, that card.
Na Aston Martin sa Pinas, so Volvo lang.
Yeah.
So yun, may Volvo dun sa exhibit.
Okay lang. Volvo, we love you. You're the most popular brand in that series.
Yes, of course. Pero syempre, yun, yung C30 is the one that's used in the movie. Yun, you can pose with it, the silver Volvo. Tapos, meron ding exhibit by Viva. So, may mga pictures from the movie, may mga facts about the film, ganun. And then, for sa 17, 18, and 19, there's a program.
Which is this?
November 17, yung so, start ng Mall Invasion. So, we have mga games and mag-giveaway yung Viva ng prizes. Like, tickets to a Twilight Party. Yung schedule of the Mall Invasion, we'll post it sa show notes, but you can expect it sa SM Mega Mall, Trinoma, Gateway, Gallery, and SM Mall of Asia.
This is what time?
It's there the whole day.
But the program?
Yung program for November 17 to 19, it starts at around 4 p.m. until mga around 7:30.
And we'll be there, right?
Yes.
TCP will be there, guys. So,
may mga game.
Don't be shy. Come up there.
We're friendly people. We don't fight.
Yeah, we're friendly people.
We don't suck blood
medyo
either.
Medyo shy lang din naman kami. So, you know.
Kahit hindi obvious sa podcast.
Oh, no. Wala kami niya sa podcast. Ano yun? Anyway.
What's your favorite song today? Oh, no.
Oh, Gigante, Gigante.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, LS is... May ambiance music na tayo. Hindi natin kailangan si Gigante. Anyway, so ayun. The one for SM Mega Mall.
Pero punta kayo doon kasi they're gonna be giving away tickets to the Twilight Party at Gateway. So, yung Twilight Party is gonna be on November 26. It includes a free movie screening and parang yun, may party afterwards. Medyo limited yung tickets nun, so you have to make sure na you join the games.
And what's so special about the party?
It's free. There's food. During the Twilight Party at Gateway, you guys can start sending in your entries for a contest sponsored by ETC called Twilight Treat. So itong Twilight Treat na to, this is also that other big thing that we were talking about. We'll post the mechanics because we don't have it yet. But we were told that the price is Pero if you win the contest,
drum roll.
You and three of your friends will get to spend the whole Twilight Day or something. So pupunta kayo sa Ocean Adventure. It's so big.
Riding the
Volvo C30.
Yes. May driver
yun. Kasi hindi pwede kayo mag-drive dahil baka nahawin nyo. Which is kami, baka malamang ganun gagawin. So, ayun. So, you drive to Subic and then, sana yung chauffeur mo kamukha ni Edward.
I doubt that. If there were chauffeurs that looked like Edward,
pwede na ba si...
Mga artist, si Dingdong
Dantes. Pwede na ba si Dingdong Dantes?
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Pero, magda-drive lang siya to Subic.
Pero, di ba, for, you and three of your friends. Guys, friends niyo ako, di ba?
Tapos, so yan. You and three of your friends will go to Ocean Adventure, riding the Volvo, and then, you get parang prizes from different sponsors like Fossil and Levi's and marami pa. And you also get, you're gonna eat in certain restaurants. I think Haagen-Dazs then, although not yet sure if they're participating. Basta yun. So,
it's one whole day
of
Twilight Madness.
Yes.
Of feeling like Bella, Jasper, Alice, and Rosalie.
Pag, ano na lang, sabihin nyo na lang na si Edward yung chauffeur.
Isipin nyo na lang. Medyo si Edward yung chauffeur.
O kaya pag suotin mo siya ng maskara, gano'n. Edward. Romance.
Tapos you guys dress up as Alice, Rosalie, and
oo, para masaya.
Masaya nun.
Tapos, so that's the
can't
Twilight.
Can't we join?
Ay, nako. Yun na nga eh. We are sad. We cannot join.
You guys,
join.
Have fun na lang at our
pero
expense.
Pero friends nyo kami, di ba?
Oh yeah, unless you win and then you consider
we're your friends.
So, ayan, other local promo. So, merong Twilight Mobile promo which was launched last week by ABS-CBN Interactive and Warner Music Philippines. So, you can get to download songs from the soundtrack and pwede nyo siyang gawing ringtones, pwede nyo siyang gawing ringback tones. And there are also parang wallpapers, daily wallpapers. So, 5 pesos yata yun per day. Eh.
Yes.
And you text yung Twilight.
You text Twilight to 4848.
Yes.
Pero ayun, just be warned that once you do that, you're automatically registered. So, mababawasan ka agad ng 5 pesos.
There's a big billboard na promoting this around sa Paramount Theater naman. Across
North Edsa. Yeah. So I think somebody already posted that billboard. Other news that they would like to comment on. So yung Summit already acquired the rights to the sequels.
It's like, that's official already, right?
Yes.
Official,
yeah, it's supposed
final
to be
and
official.
Confirmed.
Yes.
And confirmed.
So at the, parang they got all three rights at the same time.
So I hope that really means, I mean, they acquired the rights, but are we...
Yeah, we're not sure.
We're still not sure if they're gonna have New Moon made, but this before it was like a 40% chance, now it's like a 60% chance.
Yeah, yeah. It will still depend on how much Twilight earns. Kasi yun nga yung projection nila, you have to have like $150 million total.
But that's like in the States only.
Yes, normally in the States.
Kaya yun sa States. Pero basta yun yung minimum for them to be able to at least start making New Moon. Di naman big even kasi mura lang
ay,
yung budget nila. It's like $40 million lang eh. So they need a lot for New Moon kasi sabi nga ni Catherine, there are a lot of effects. Like, you wear
the werewolves. And the Volturi. I mean, Jane doing
dami.
That.
Or you're supposed to go to Italy.
So go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Twice.
Several times. The exciting thing about New Moon is actually, I think Robert is more excited about New Moon.
Because he isn't much in it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that because I think he's looking forward to the suicidal part. Because interview, he's been quoted as saying that yung experience ng mga ibang stars sa kanya dun, while they were filming Twilight, he was trying to portray Edward as a manic depressive.
Yeah.
Catherine even went so far as to give him a copy of the book with all the quotes where Edward smiles.
Yeah, the Edward smiles.
Because he was getting
silang
so
dalawa ni Kristen, hindi sila tumatawa.
Ayun. So New Moon will be so perfect for that portrayal of Edward. And I think he's so excited to play that.
Tapos nabasa pa niya yung Midnight Sun, so, I mean, Dark High Noon. So.
And ako, excited ako if they ever, I mean, at least I won't be skipping any Jacob parts. Sorry, Jacob.
Ay, nako. Kasi, si Minami. Hindi niya minasa yung Jacob parts.
How could you?
I'm a demand
one. Obviously.
And
so, you, yeah, si Melissa Rosenberg is gonna write New Moon and Eclipse.
Yay! Yay. Yeah.
Sa Accord, hindi mo nakita yung mga like sila Sam and sila Emily and hindi mo alam yung date ni ano ni Jacob tsaka ni Mike at ni Bella.
Yung one of the
movies?
Yung
movies?
Oh, yung they watched the movie and then nagka-stomach flu si Mike. So he was vomiting in the theater.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't know that. See, I really haven't
heard it. He was vomiting sa theater.
I'm such a bad Twilighter, but I'm a very good Team Edward.
Obviously. Obviously. So, ano kaya? Tutuloy kaya nila yung like shooting yung Moon and Eclipse at the same time? Ah, simultaneously.
I think
well,
it should.
Pagkasunod.
Mas, ano yun? Mas practical yun for them.
Mas like, yeah, mura siya. Plus, at least it'll retain Robert. Can you imagine the outburst that will happen if natanggal siya?
Si Rob, ay nako.
Yeah. Wala especially if people will like his portrayal of Edward in Twilight. So, tapos biglang babaguhin nila pagdating na like, Eclipse because he's already too old. Actually, nakikita mo na maturity niya eh. Or,
compared to the, ano.
Yeah. Or I'm not sure if they can fix that with makeup. Or maybe it's because bakit his pwede? Fuzzy. Fuzziness.
I think yung fuzziness.
Fuzziness. That's what's making him.
Kasi meron siya yung bagong Hot Topic appearance niya na wala masyadong fuzziness. And he looks, ano, a little bit younger. Normal. Tapos yung cut na yung hair niya.
Yeah.
Yun.
Oh yeah, we have to mention that Rob cut his hair.
Yay! I hope he washed it. Or at least I hope the guys in the salon washed it. Unless siya lang yung naggupit na sarili niya.
I don't think so. And well, it's a bit more tame.
Okay.
Than so, if
so I still, but we still haven't given up on that. Put Robert in the dunk tank on Ellen.
Yeah.
Petition.
Oh my God. Siya. I wonder. Well, when is he guesting on Ellen?
21.
Yay!
So with shampoo and conditioner.
This is an earnest plea from your fans in the Philippines. Dunk.
Dunk Robert.
Dunk Robert.
Tapos ano pala, kanina, I think naglabas yung Ellen website ng opportunity for people to submit questions. Kasi aside from the appearance in the sa TV, he's gonna do a Q&A na specifically online mo lang siya mapapan. So you can submit questions. So like, hi Robert, I don't know, did you cut your hair? Did you wash it? Oh no!
Okay, we're starting to talk about the hair
again.
Yeah. Okay, next. Okay,
may next. Script tayo ngayon so we can talk about the hair.
Okay. Okay. So what do you think about the new clip?
New clip?
Just came out because of MTV spoilers.
MTV spoilers.
Have they aired that yet? They haven't, right?
Meron na!
They've already aired it. Okay.
Kasi lumalabas na yung mga videos. I want to be able to parang see the whole cast. Kasi sobrang, ano, sobrang abusing ni
Jackson kissing Ashley and referring to her as his wife. That was so, I mean, I love Jalis, I swear.
Jalis and Jack. Paano kaya? Jackson and Ashley.
Jack Ash. Oh, wait. That
sounds
so close to Jack. Sorry. Okay, never mind. We'll just refer to them as Jalis. Sorry.
No. Okay, yun, pare. That will make, ano, parang sobrang mani yung Brangelina.
Pwede mo
Jack Ash.
Is it Jack Ash. Lee? But Jack is worse. Because I think we'll just pwede bang Ashon or something.
No, Jack Ash.
Jack Ash na lang.
Oh my God. But that sounds so close to Jack Ash.
At least may name recall, di ba?
No.
That's your fault.
I'm so crazy.
I guess naman yung green bone, di ba?
A green bone. That's weird.
No, it's Jack Ash.
That part of spoilers was really
cute.
Yeah, that was really cute.
In the whole Q&A, so sayang lang na bigla nag-disappear yung si Rob, si Kristen, and si Nikki. Well, parang inseparable na si Nikki and si
Kristen.
Si Kristen.
Magkasama.
Parang sabi nga ni Rob, hi Rob. Parang if Kristen didn't have a boyfriend, she'd think na bisexual siya. At girlfriend niya si Nikki.
They're like BFFs.
Oh, right, super BFF.
Yeah, I mean, they kissed each other in that Vanity Fair.
Yeah. So for the spoilers, yung clip was parang extended na yung Tyler's band scene.
So we have how many extended versions of clips of the movie?
We have like ballet four na ata siya.
Four na. So we have the ballet studio and the forest scene. Oh my god, napanood mo yung forest scene?
Hindi pa ata.
Oh my god, we have the forest scene.
Oh nga pala.
How old are you? 17. How old should have been 17?
Yung pinaba niya yung bag niya. Yun yun, diba?
Yeah.
Para panood yun, I forgot. And then we have the cafeteria scene.
The cafeteria scene, the apple in the hand, that's Dane's favorite. Wait,
hi Dane. The apple in the hand na si Catherine Hardwicke yung may baka na. So Dane hates Catherine Hardwicke right now. Grabe.
Well, alam na natin sino may mga kasalanan ng mga certain points like yes, Spider Monkey is wrong. The apple in the hand.
It's Catherine.
Pero I'm sure the Philippine flag being there, that's like the school thing.
Ay, hindi kasalanan yun. Tata lang yun.
Yes.
Ayun, tapos yung okay itong sa Tyler's van scene. If you listen carefully, nandito yung Tremble for My Beloved.
Yeah, I heard that.
So parang, tama ba yung ano natin? Prediction natin from episode 5.
Pero putol siya eh. Parang like right after the van, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang it's already interspersed with scenes from Bella confronting Edward at the hospital. Yung kwan ko dun sa Tyler's van, parang bagal. Kasi
bilis niya, actually.
I mean, mabagal yung, kasi diba, Rob stopped the car, and then he climbed onto Bella's truck. I was thinking, kasi right after that, hindi ba dapat parang bagal niya kumilos? Hindi ba dapat makakalata?
Walang vampire speed.
Oo, wala yung vampire
speed. Kasi marami ng humans eh, so I guess, you know, he had the presence of mind to,
But the thing is, hindi mo obvious na parang, di ba?
There's like a death.
There's like a death on the side of the car.
Yeah.
And ano mo yun? You can't say that
it's Bella.
Or you can't say that he pushed her away. Bigla siya nawala, di ba? So parang, wala lang. Oh, sige.
Siya nakita kaya ni Tyler yun because he...
It's not, it's not an issue of continuity with the books. Kasi parang hindi ko na pinapansin yun eh.
It's more of the movie thing.
It's more of the, how do you call this?
Believability.
Yeah. Yung parang hindi siya explainable for some reason. I mean, it's a vampire movie. Pero I mean,
dun sa situation, yeah, dun sa context ng scene.
Parang hindi pa rin siya believable. It's kind of incredulous pa rin. But it's more, kasi what happened with the book is, he stayed there with her, eh, diba?
Yun eh, yun ang inintay ko, parang kasi may confrontation pa sila dun eh. So, ang bilis, parang hit and run eh. Save and run. Save and run. Ang problema lang yun is how to explain the
dent.
Pero, parang kay Bella.
That can't be Bella's help, you know?
Medyo mahirap for that.
And how did you find the acting?
Okay naman.
Kristen?
I know you have a... yun yung hospital scene, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay sa akin.
Okay siya.
Tapos si Edward, kukuha niya talaga yung... Si Robert.
Kukuha
talaga niya yung mga stare. Alam mo yun, yung pagtingin niya kay Bella na parang...
The intense.
Yung mga expressions.
Keep saying intense. Parang if it's like sa Breaking Dawn, it's all chagrin. Ay, hindi. Sa Midnight sa pala yun. Chagrin. Now it's all intense. For me, it's like...
Even yung look na lang niya dun sa when he stopped the van and then sa hospital, di parang, I pushed you away. Parang, di ba? Talagang, kuha niya yung expressions. Tapos, nagbabago yung kuha niya eh. Maliliit na,
little things. Parang, it denotes his confusion. How much does this girl know? Why can't I, at the same time, why can't I read her mind?
So, okay siya. And then si Kristen naman, okay yung delivery niya. So, it's improving. So, I hope talaga para yung mga nakagal natin before is just the cut.
I hope this is the last scene they show.
Ay, nako.
I mean, it's like a week. Well, for the States, it's like a week na lang before the movie, right?
Like 6 days or something.
Ganon. Tayo, it's like a week and a half.
A few days.
Before the movie.
Ito pa yung like, fan, diba? Ang dami-dami ng clips. And then, nabasa pa natin yung production notes, yung cast in order of appearance. Actually, nasa IMDb na rin daw yun eh.
Really?
Cast in order of appearance. So, based on the clips and the TV spots and the cast in order of appearance,
alam mo na kung paano yung flow ng movie.
Yung flow ng movie.
Yay, somebody from IMDb was able to watch a movie and she took a couple of pictures.
Oh, yes!
Oh, actually, a lot of the reports for like premature reviews that I've read on the internet of people who have watched the movie. Yung girl na yun, she just took pictures parang for proof.
Just to prove that.
Just to prove. Kasi some people like, okay, I watched the movie. Pero people are like, really? Pero tong girl na to, she took pics. Kasi parang para ma-prove daw na she really watched the movie. And she has a pic of that scene when Edward enters the cafeteria. And he's like wearing a shirt lang or something.
Napakadami pa lang napapanood din. Yeah. But then again, we don't care about our EQ anymore.
Yeah, we
don't
care.
Well, he does, but we don't.
We don't. So, sorry.
So, how was si Gary doon?
Sorry, yeah. Gary. Anyway. So, yun, di ba?
We lost ours.
That picture of all the Collins on the table with with Emmett and his eggs.
I still don't get that. Ano yung eggs na yun? I still don't
Gumagawa siyang protein shake.
It's a keep up appearance.
Protein shake with bears?
Yeah, he's like bear blood.
You're a buff guy siya, nag-gym, di ba?
It's a keep up appearance.
Appearances. Buy eggs and buy a lot of it.
No, di ba?
Protein
the athletic guys. Athletes. Di ba the Alice? Yeah.
The okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's still weird. Although it's weird kasi feeling ko hard-boiled dapat yun or something.
Diba? Ano gagawin niya doon?
So, we'll see.
Kumusta naman yung ano, reviews?
The reviews, all, or at least all of the reports I've read
positive
of people who have watched it, fans have, fans.
I fans.
Of fans that have watched the movie are have been positive.
Ah, okay. So, they're not disappointed.
Pero syempre, I don't want my reaction to be, parang alam mo yun, yung positive reaction ko to be premature, diba? I still don't want to get my hopes up. But so far daw, they're satisfied with the movie. And maganda daw, and people will like it daw.
Sana.
Sana. Ganon.
Actually, ano yun eh. Di ba kasi doon sa press junket, pinalabas na nila. I remember kasi si Tim, I think Tim Cash of MTV. I don't know. Basta that
it's like a press preview.
Oo, may press preview na. So they watched it. And then, yung person naman na nagre-report for
Church?
Collider. Sabi niya na, I wish I can talk about the movie because everything I will say is positive.
Okay.
Sabi niya sa Collider.
See?
So, oh my gosh. Please, okay, we have hope.
Let's still not get our hopes up. But,
but we have hope.
We actually do have hope.
Naglabasa na yun na nga since we were talking about
the interviews.
Junkets.
So,
labas na
yung
mga
interviews. So many.
Para ang so hirap many. Na, hindi na natin pinapost lahat ng links kasi sobrang dami na siya.
Tsaka parang yung iba redundant na lang. Parang what's on E-News is also on ET.
Na same questions.
Same
kasi
question.
Parang same round table na sila.
It's also on film.com. Pero some of the other interviews, mas
okay siya. So, yung mga standouts is yung sa Unscripted ng Movie Food with Steph, Chris
and Robert. And, okay, should we start? Okay, first of all, when I like watch that video, hindi ko masyari pinansi si Rob tsaka si Kristen because they look like they were having a good time.
Yeah.
And Rob introduced the interview. Si Stephanie, I hate to say this, she was so... to put it mildly, she seemed really unapproachable.
Yeah.
In that.
Not her usual...
She was intimidating.
Yeah. Not her usual smiling self.
Yeah.
Di ba earlier interviews with MTV, okay siya eh.
Yeah.
Kanina, so, she's not in a very good mood.
Maybe something happened or something. But it made my heart sink from oh my God, I hope she's not... you know... Parang she might be expecting too much or something.
Yeah. Pero sabi niya she was satisfied with the movie.
But at least Chris and Robert were happy.
Okay naman sila.
Were there any things in that interview that like popped besides Stephanie?
Yun. Yung pinaka-nakakatawa doon. Yung when they talked about Midnight Sun.
Midnight Sun. Like started that. Parang Rob like... When he asked that, he immediately responded.
I did not
followed
make.
With, yeah. Oh, and by the way, I did not make that. Just to let you know, I did not like that. Oh, no.
Sorry,
no.
Steph, you didn't. Tas, ano pala eh, parang, he said it was on his computer, which means he got a soft copy, electronic copy. And we know that the leak is actually a photocopy. Baka nga hindi siya, unless he printed it out.
Oh, well, never mind.
But I still can't get that picture out of my mind. Yung nagsiscatch siya. Yung pinagawa sa LG.
Yung mga avatars.
Nasa scanner siya. Tapos he doesn't know how to use the scanner.
It's just so funny
that people are accusing him or at least thinking that it's him.
Or parang speculating. Well, we don't really believe it was him. Pero people are like, pabiro, di ba?
It must be Rob.
It's probably Robert.
Grabe sa
NG. They did that manipulation of him on the photocopying machine or something. Oh my God, Rob. The things the fans
what else yung mga sinabi niya doon? That's weird.
Merong ano yung question na what was the most, ano yun? Weirdest thing that happened during the filming.
Weird, yeah, funniest thing,
funniest
that,
thing
happened.
That happened during filming.
Kasi Kristen, yung sinabi niya na ano na it was when you tried to pick me up off
and
the
floor couldn't.
And you couldn't.
Lampa, oops, sorry.
Haloko, isustok ko ng mga fans, mga Rob fans.
Hopefully they won't understand what that means.
Hindi, well, yung mga Pinoy na Rob fans.
But anyway, Robert did own up to that. But it was embarrassing though, kasi he started working out at first and then he got so emaciated.
Get the six pack.
Yeah.
Siguro,
Catherine said, what have you been doing? Stop doing that.
Ikit-ikit siguro siya kay Eddie Gatig.
Oh my God, yeah, Eddie Kasig, he's
James.
And
James, Cabs. Cabs slash James.
Kellan. Actually, si Jackson din eh. I think he...
So loser siya. Okay. Sorry, I didn't say that. Okay, erase.
Probably. I think he went from like normal to like imagine. Oh, that's why he couldn't just...
Imagine mo, lahat nga ng Twilight male characters, kahit si Jacob may abs, tapos siya lang ang wala.
Who nga si Taylor?
Even Taylor,
he's so built.
For what, 16-year-old?
16. Oh, well.
Because I think he was doing this by himself. Wala siyang personal trainer eh.
Si well, what do you expect?
Yeah.
He resists media training.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you think he's going to have a stylist? Physical trainer?
He doesn't have a stylist.
Doesn't have a stylist. Ano sa tingin mo, di ba?
Yeah.
Ayun na naman, naalala ko na naman yung sinasabi ko sa inyo na comment na.
Which one?
Yung every time that he says something bad about Edward Cullen or Twilight, one of his media trainers faints on the spot.
It's like
I don't believe in fairies.
I don't believe in fairies and a fairy. And a fairy dies.
So, and a fairy dies. Ito, yung media trainer niya, kahit hindi nanonood ng interview niya, bigla na lang himatayin.
And then he'll wake up a few minutes later. What happened?
Oh, I know.
Probably.
I know who it is. It's Rob. Yeah. Natawagan niya yung agent. Yeah. What did he do?
What did he say about Stephanie or Edward?
Or Edward Cullen? Kasi grabe yun yung sinabi niya na she... I thought she was a mad woman. Baka yun yung kinaasaran ni Stephanie. Because Rob said she was a mad woman and she was parang writing her sexual fantasies and grabe yun.
The things that come out of Rob's mouth.
Although sometimes naman,
but
okay
it's entertaining.
Naman siya,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Grabe
yeah,
at least damage control.
Kawawa lang yung media trainer niya.
What about that view from the bay?
Oh, yun, diba? Okay yun. Diba? That was like the opposite.
Pag okay yung nag-interview kay Rob, he's more open.
Oh, okay siya.
Way more open.
So he probably hates Ben Lyons.
No, really? Ay, kasi medyo...
He's kind of annoying, you know.
Ben Lyons?
He can be sarcastic and ano.
Pero he's really, well...
Pero okay yung Inus.
Magaling siya.
I like Inus. Siya. Pero he can be a bit sarcastic rin kasi siguro. Eh, yung mga guys from View from the Bay, mukhang enjoy na enjoy sila.
So, especially the females. Eh, syempre pagbabae.
Yeah, oh, pagbabae. Just imagine mo dito, pumunta siya dito, and then he gets interviewed by...
Oh, please, not Corina Sanchez.
Okay, no, not her. Sino kaya?
Huwag naman rated K. Please lang.
Chris Aquino.
Oh my God, kung Chris Aquino, ako na lang.
Fates.
Ay, patay.
Tapos, yeah. Here's a View from the Bay.
View from the Bay.
So, yun yung, ano, yun yung funny interview where he says... parang where he talks about being a musician and an actor. It's parang sabi sa kanya nung girl, nung host, na parang, di multi-talented ka, ganun-ganun. Tapos parang sabi niya, but people will think that things will follow from that, like endorsing fragrances. Tapos parang, di ba, kinukumpiya
niya sa inyo
kay J-Lo. Dati sabi niya, ano yun, parang magiging J-Lo.
I'm gonna come out with a fragrance.
No, I'm gonna come out with a fragrance. And sabi niya, and yes, I'm gonna come out with a naked calendar.
Tan-ta-da-da!
Rob in a naked calendar. Oh my god. I think the daughters will probably get one.
The moms will get one.
I am going to refrain from commenting on that one.
Do you really want to think about Rob in a naked calendar? Naked calendar.
Pang FHM, pero baliktad. Playgirl magazine.
Okay lang, I'd buy it.
Tapos gagawin niya yung mga ano, weird posts na mga porn stars and stuff.
Ano may theme? Parang Rob as a sultan ng sa...
Ay, may theme?
As a sultan for January. And then for April, he's a... Oh my God, for April, he's gonna be like the Easter bunny.
So ano, di parang Cupid siya pag February. Cupid.
Wait, dapat yan merong ano, safari theme, tapos parang mountain lion.
Mga June, July.
Mountain
pag December,
lion.
He's like Father Claus.
Dapat merong ano, merong beach theme.
May beach theme, that's like mga June.
Summer.
Summer.
Tapos, ano pa?
Halloween.
Halloween?
He's gonna be a vampire.
Naked vampire.
He's a naked vampire.
No!
For Halloween. I hope he doesn't have girls in that shoot if that ever happens. Parang siya lang, di ba? Hindi yung parang nakaka... Bawat turn ng page ng mga fan girls, may mga girls. Nakakaingitan.
Okay.
Oh my God, I wish that were me. That were me. Or okay lang may girl, basta may, ano, may unblanko yung face. Yeah. So you can like insert
your Photoshop your face.
Yes.
Kung pasalamat kayo, wala si Aldo ngayon dito.
Bakit?
Wala lang. No. Hi, Aldo. Hi, cousin.
Rob, please don't give us ideas. You know, we might just kidnap you so we can do that. Think about all the money you'd make.
Think about all the Photoshop.
I think that will be his last resort if ever the movie doesn't cut it. I don't want for you to do that.
Kasi ayaw niya kumanta, so pag dinikit ka, letter na lang siya. But Nabs wants a Cam naked calendar.
Ano ko si Cam? Because he has the abs.
Yeah. But...
Ano naisip mo?
Ano naman naisip mo?
In one of the months,
oh, Cam will... Carlisle Edward?
No! So, Cam, in Cam's naked calendar, in one of the months, he will be a dog.
She got it!
Ay.
He will have doggy ears and a doggy tail, and he will be, ano yung lying on a doggy, on a huge doggy bed.
With a
huge doggy bowl that says Gigante. Sorry, I hope you guys...
Disturbing mental picture. Disturbing
are you still
mental
there?
Picture.
Hello?
We're crazy.
Hi.
We're crazy.
This you turn off your MP3 players
now. Yeah. Okay. They probably don't find us as funny as we find ourselves, but wala eh, we have crazy thoughts running through our heads.
Imagine if I'm here with Mabel and Siti. It's gonna be worse.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Pwede si, ano, si Robert, meron siyang Adam and Eve. Ano, tapos may apple.
Oh. That will be January.
Okay.
January, that will be January.
Tapos guest starring Peter Facinelli. Oh, no.
As Carlisle or as God?
As God.
Parang Michelangelo.
Oh my God. Didn't Emmett say that he thought Carlisle,
yeah, Carlisle was God. God
because Rosalie was an angel brought him to God. So oh my God, Carlisle is God.
Ano, para siya yung Michelangelo painting yung, sa ibabaw ng ano,
Sistine Chapel.
Oh, yeah. Your creation.
They're gonna have that.
Yung ganun.
Hala. Oh my God. I can just totally imagine now. I wish I were good at Photoshop. Ikaw, Gary.
I am not doing Gary. Any naked men in
Gary,
Photoshop.
No
way.
You're a fine arts guy. Do it for us. Think of the money we'll make.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Wow. Or parang wait, David, Michelangelo's David.
Oh, well, Bella does.
Pero kailangan mag-workout muna si Rob.
I think that or he Photoshop na lang yung mukha niya.
Okay, David.
Well, Bella has called him a Greek god. So,
ayokan,
will work. Alam mo, nakumpleto na nga yata natin yung kwan eh. Yung months, we have Christmas Rob, Halloween Rob, Easter Bunny Rob.
Uy, magkakaroon pa yan ng araw ng mga patay Rob.
Ano ba yun?
Ay,
that would be November. And don't they have Thanksgiving for November?
Pilgrim.
I want turkey or something. Pilgrim.
Kala turkey.
Turkey. Hindi gift yung turkey. Pilgrim rum. But he's just wearing the hat because, as we know, it's a naked calendar.
Grabe. We're talking about Robert Pattinson naked. Good thing I have a strong stomach.
So, appropriate title, di ba? Appropriate title.
Okay. Moving on.
Dear Rob, it's your fault. You asked for this. So, wag na lang siya masisurprise pag may lumabas na mga calendar.
Parang like last episode, we were talking about his hair because
he said that he didn't wash his hair in six weeks. So now
he said that next time I'm gonna come out of the naked calendar. So now we're talking about the naked calendar.
So like Mabel says, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love him. The things that come out of his mouth are so random.
Entertaining.
They're so random. But we want to get this reaction from yung mga interesting things
that happen.
To say. Because of what he says. Kasi laid back siya sa mga interviews kapag, ano mo yun, kapag okay yung interviewer niya. Like that Laura from, di ba?
From
like,
NBC,
brought her back.
Yeah.
They brought her back.
Aswerte ng girl na yun, ha? Nakakainis.
Yeah.
Aswerte ng girl.
But at least she's so...
But okay
she's
siya.
She's so easygoing.
Yeah. So parang we're all happy to interview.
She's from... I think she's from Kelmet.
Kelmet
Habit. She's a Kelmet fan. Yeah. And she's really, you know, she's a fan girl.
Pero hindi siya yung type na fan girl na sumisigaw and...
She's pretty mild.
Siya parang ano, magkasundo naman
sila ni
Rob, eh. Yeah, tapos parang sabi pa yata niya na Rob recognized her, di ba? Sabi niya, kinikwento niya. So okay yun, parang that's good for Rob. Parang, oh, it's you, did you cut your hair or something, di ba? Parang comment pa siya. So ayun. Yeah, sa interview na yan. Ang funny ni Rob sa interview na yan, he was saying really weird stuff. He was talking about running like a goat cheese train. And ano pa yung pinagsasabi niya?
Yung nag-comment siya dun sa sinabi ni Nikki na he runs like a mountain goat.
How does a mountain goat run? Tapos ano yun? He said that,
that's much more athletic than the way I run.
Yeah.
I run like a person who has, you know, has just had their limbs
so together. And not even like a human. Oh my god.
Really good little himself.
Oh my god.
But at least, lumalabas humility ni Rob. Kahit doon sa view from
he
the day.
He can make fun of himself. At least. Oh. Unlike Kristen, I don't think she ever makes fun of herself.
I don't think she ever has fun at all.
She is capable of making fun of herself.
She's kind of serious. She's the cast member with the more distinguished
line
of work. That's all movies. Diba? So, medyo, I guess she grew up with that.
Yeah.
So, medyo seryoso na talaga siya. Plus, independent.
Yeah, indie movies.
Indie movies.
She has fun naman with Nicky Reed.
You don't like the BFF.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm okay with like Nicky and okay with Kristen. But pag magkasama na sila, parang it's so weird. Kasi parang, hello Nicky, this is Kristen's tour. So, please step away and
ano yun, baka niyaya naman kasi siya yun, diba?
Eh, pero, ano, but it's Bella's tour.
Tour.
Yeah. Not diba, like, there's an Edward tour. Alam mo yun?
Ni Kristen and Nicky are like, Bella and Rosalie in Breaking Dawn.
Where is Renesmee? Don't tell me, Renesmee is actually Michael Angarani.
Hello?
That is weird.
Okay.
That is so weird. Anyway, going back to the Rob interview with Laura. You know what stood out for me there? Well, it's because of my profession.
I'm not a Spartan. About the candy.
Yeah, it's about the candy. Okay. It's about the candy. He said he doesn't eat sweets.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kasi though it doesn't
Less
agree
points
with his,
for you.
He doesn't have a strong stomach.
Plus points for Rob.
Yeah,
at least hindi umiiyak yung kanya dentist. Diba?
So, ayun pa, yung film.com, so they have several interviews na maganda. Yung kay Catherine, she mentioned, ano eh, di ba? Parang nireveal niya na how many deleted scenes na ilalagay niya sa
movie. Yeah, 12.
So around 12. And she said that she shot a Midnight Sun scene, but she's not saying what it is. But she did shoot. Probably it's yung confrontation scene that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Regarding... It's immediately after the whole accident, the whole Tyler thing. Tapos the Collins are having a family conference.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yun yung Alice starts seeing Bella as a friend.
Uh-huh.
Yun yung pinag-usapan natin kanina with Jasper and Alice.
So,
I don't know. Probably. Kasi di ba they already shot that family scene in the kitchen. I'm not sure. But yeah. Possibly. Ano kaya?
I think the Midnight Sun scene will be more Edward-centric.
Pwede rin.
Edward-centric. Parang like, siguro Edward na nagpipigil.
Ah. Or wait, stalker Edward na sa window.
Yeah. Stalker Edward.
Yung naglalagay ng ano oil dun sa bintana para hindi mag-creak. That was freaky. That was freaky. Handa-handa na siya.
Para. Okay lang, gwapo naman siya.
Alam mo yun, that's one of the things that ano that told me that that leak was actually true.
Why?
Kasi... Yung parang that small detail na sinabi ni Bella na even if she hasn't opened the window for a long time, it doesn't creak.
Mm-hmm.
It opens easily. Tapos yeah. Biglang dun sa Midnight Sun. Kaya pala nangyari yun is because nilagay niya ni Edward ng oil yung hinges.
So may continuity.
Oo, so parang that small thing, if you were a fanfic writer, I don't think you remember that.
Details.
So kaya parang yun yung isa siya nagparang tip off sa akin na the leak was not a leak. Well, it was a leak, but it's
true.
It was real, yeah.
Oh, it was real talaga siya.
So, actually, di ba sinabi na parang people ask, I'm not sure if this was from the film.com interview, but didn't Catherine, because people were asking her how many DVDs there are they coming out with. And
yung two disc, three disc.
Yeah, like one disc, and there'll be a one disc, and there'll be a two disc,
and
a three disc.
Parang
should I hold out on... For the three discs, or should I like buy all of them or something? Oh no, I think
three discs.
Malamang una yung pan eh. Malamang unang lalabas yung one disc. So I'll probably buy that first. Ganon.
Pwede magsabay.
Usually magsasabay yung one disc and two discs.
Two discs. One disc and siguro three later on. Film.com. Funny rin yung ano yung kanina ko pa kinikwento yung si Rachelle, Eddie, and Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Yun, that was funny as well. Kasi parang sobrang feeling mo.
They had an interview.
Yeah, magkakasama sila. Tapos parang bonded na talaga sila. Ang cute.
It's kind of funny because Jacob bonded with the nomads.
Yeah.
And actually, wasn't it the werewolves that killed
the
Laurent? Yes. The werewolves killed Laurent. They helped kill Victoria.
Yeah.
Sobrang ano, and they helped kill Victor. So silang dalawa yung katas close sila.
Oh, sila. Sobrang ano, sobrang nag-bond si, like, sila Eddie and si Taylor and si Rachel. Yeah. Naakaliw lang kasi parang binibiro nila si Taylor because he's the youngest person niya.
Wawa naman.
So, okay. Tapos parang kahit naman yung sense of humor talaga ni Eddie doon.
Mm-hmm.
And ni Rachel. Even si Rachel is funny. Tapos parang they were talking about Cam. Now, Cam though is more of a loner. And, pero he's fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
So aliw din siya. And what else? Ano, we'll magpo-post naman tayo ng links to all the interviews na ang dami na.
Sobrang...
Okay, post yung mga big ones na lang. We'll post na lang links to
them. Tapos there was that chaos from San Francisco.
Oh, yun
isa pa yun, wow.
Grabe, kawawa naman yung nabalian ng nose or something.
That was chaotic. That's like all girls.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, the all girls scream.
Can you imagine how all girls get... How crazy we can get? Alam mo, this is Rob as Edward Cullen. What more if it's Rob with a naked calendar? Imagine the naked calendar launch. Grabe, baka times 10, no? The people
he'll probably, like, probably need like 50 bodyguards. Mga like,
hindi rin, ang problem,
nakapaligid lang sa
ang problema kasi baka yung bodyguards din gusto nung calendar.
Oh, that's bad. You better make sure like, yung bodyguard interview will go, are you gay? Are you gay? Are you
no.
gay?
Are you bi?
Are you bi?
Diba kung bodyguard, bodyguard mo, you know? Sir, sir. Pakis nga, sir.
Pare, pakis.
Hindi. Holds up a naked picture of Rob. Tapos, okay.
Sorry. Walang reaction.
My mind is going.
Oh, never mind, never mind.
Edit.
Para alam ko rin yung nangyari dun.
Yun yung interview, no? And then kung may reaction.
May reaction.
Okay. Okay, you're in.
You're in.
Okay, you're out. Oh, you're out.
Okay, get away from me, man.
Oh, get away from me, man. I can totally imagine Rob saying that. Get away from me, man.
So,
oh no. Why? This is not our fault. It's his fault.
We'll be watching more interviews this week.
Yes.
I hope there will be more. Anyway.
More father. I told you, more podcast father.
Yeah. But we love Rob.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. So, I wanted to comment also about the InStyle.
Ay, InStyle photo shoot. Ay, di pa nakikita
ni Gary.
I haven't seen.
Ganda na InStyle photo shoot.
Yeah.
So we'll post the pics again. The show notes.
That first picture, that actually outtakes yung nilabas pa lang ng InStyle. Those aren't the real pictures that will come out on their magazine. So, first picture nila where Rob's just looking at her and she's almost lying on his arm and he's looking at her and she's looking at the camera.
Ganda nun.
Oh my god, yung itsura ni Rob dun. It's like,
alam mo, ano siya?
It's like this longing.
Very photogenic si Rob. Yeah. Nagta-translate yung emotions niya.
Yeah.
Galing.
So,
tapos ako, merong funny na comment dun sa Multiply about that picture.
Yeah.
Yung sabi nila parang, Kristen, how can you still live after Rob looks at you like that? Tapos parang, ayun, nag-reply kami dun na parang, because she's not looking at Rob and she's thinking of Michael Angarano.
And don't you just wanna photoshop her picture in yun on Kristen's face?
Because ayaw naman niya kay Rob, so ikaw na lang, diba? Lagay mo na lang yung sarili mo doon. Ang bad trip lang doon sa InStyle, wala ata si Jackson?
Wala si Alice.
Wala
Ashley.
Si Peter.
I want to see
Carla Lynn na photoshop.
Wala nga si Cam eh.
Wala si Cam.
Rochelle's there.
Rochelle
is really pretty. They should have switched. She really should have switched to Rosalie. Yeah. And anyway, wasn't Victoria supposed to be a redhead?
Yep.
Eh, imagine mo na nga lang. Sinasabi rin niya kanina.
Yung
redhead
sa, yung sa scene na nasa tubig si Bella sa New Moon. She's supposed to see something red, di ba?
Yeah.
So, kailangan maging distinct enough yung buhok ni...
Victoria.
Victoria for that. Eh.
Pero can you imagine if Rochelle had really, really red hair like Hayley?
And striking.
Hayley Williams. Tapos ganun yung mukha niya. Oh my gosh! Diba?
Feeling ko pa rin dapat nagpalit sila ni Nikki eh. Yeah. Nikki should have been Victoria.
Well,
and then Rochelle should have been Rosalie. Because
yung mukha niya is more ano eh.
Yeah, but I think because Rochelle is older, she's our age. She's 29.
Pero okay lang eh. Kasi bata rin naman yung itsura niya eh.
Sa bagay.
Parang if you do something with her hair, pa-straighten mo yung hair niya.
She's so pretty in that shoot. It's like,
good. Actually, ang galing nung ano, photographer.
Yeah, style.
Whoever that person
is. So I'm gonna
is.
Be looking forward to that magazine also. Sana hindi ma-sold out. Yung Vanity Fair hindi pa lumalabas.
Good luck.
Entertainment Weekly, grabe na sold out.
Parang nasa Amazing Race dun sa ano, pagharap ng Entertainment Weekly.
Oh my God, please.
If you want to collect all three covers, sobra Amazing Race talaga yun.
Yeah.
Sa mall.
Yeah.
Pag isa-isahin mo yung mga magazines dance, yung mga bookstores, grabe.
I did that, actually. Thursday, right?
Yeah. Tapos natira puro
Thursday Christine. Night. Yeah, it's like Thursday night, I went to Glorieta. It's like I threaded the mall. I went to Buffini. I actually went to National.
National.
I went to National. Bibliarch, Power Books there, Power Books in Greenbelt. The magazine, the only one that had it. The magazine store that I said.
You took Magnet.
Magnet ba yun? Yung sa may tapat
sa Greenbelt 3.
Yeah. Yun. They had that, but they only have Kristen left. Because they only had, sabi nung guy, they only have one stock of the cover with the pair, and then two of Rob alone. And syempre, kinuha na kagad. So yun na iwan doon. They were like, I think may like Kristen na lang.
Obvious kung sino yung gusto ng tao.
And they're trying to get more stock pa.
Good luck. Vanity Fair nga pala is December. December pa yung Vanity Fair. Pero we already saw the photo shoots.
Yeah. The InStyle one's supposed to be December also.
So for our announcements,
First of all,
thanks
to the people who sent postcards for the Postcards for Stephanie project. Yon yung mga bayani na 20-something people na nag-send. So just to let you know, we already sent it to Hashem along with the other items we were gonna send to Stephanie.
Hi, Miss Lisa.
Hi, Miss Lisa.
Thank you, Miss Lisa. They sent it to Stephanie around Thursday already. By UPS.
Sa Hashem muna. Hashem US.
Hashem
US. And then, mahala na yung Hashem US to give to Steph. So hopefully, we can get confirmation at least if she got it soon.
Kasama nun yung, kung di ba, yung book of the
Hashem. The book, and then the Jacob's footage from the events, and the Jacob's tub toy. And then next,
thank you to also the few.
Yung mga bayani rin.
Yeah, yung mga bayani rin na pumunta dun sa Twilight Takes Back the Night and fully booked for Top Shelf. Actually, lucky yung mga pumunta because there were only a few of them to actually get the... Because really, nagkaroon ng screening passes.
Nagbigay ng screening passes.
No, screening passes by Viva. And what do you call those posters? Yung
double-sided.
Yung double-sided na iniinawan sa likod.
Yeah, parang yung double-sided poster.
Yeah, they won double-sided posters. Thank you to those who attended and who were game enough to join our
contest
and our three games. Also, Ayala Cinemas is already selling advance tickets.
Advance selling of tickets.
Advance selling of tickets.
For the 26th. So, meron ng Greenbelt 3. Basta all the Ayala Cinemas.
So,
there are only some na online. Pero the other, parang all cinemas are already selling. So, if you don't find links sa Sure Seats for reservation, just go to the cinema na lang.
You better do it quickly kasi mauubos din
kagad yan. Oo, sigurado. Ubusan na naman yan. Kasi like for Greenbelt 3, 2 cinemas lang yun. Trinoma, 2 cinemas.
Yeah.
Glorieta 4, 3 cinemas. I think Ayala Center Cebu also 2 cinemas.
Unless it's like all the cinemas will be Twilight.
Di eh. Punti
malabo. Kasi they're also showing Bolt at the same time.
Hi.
So
and may James Bond pa. So,
yeah, may James Bond pa.
Feeling ko matagal mag-run yung James Bond eh. Usually naman yung bond stays for like a month or something.
SM Mega Mall na lang naman, yung advance selling niya will start this Monday.
Yeah, during the mall invasion.
During the mall invasion. Tapos,
get your tickets then.
What else? Ayun, so fully booked has a Twilight Trivia raffle. So you can join this raffle online or you can do it when you go to the fully booked store. When you buy, kasi parang they give you yata a raffle ticket.
Yeah.
Pero online, it's you're gonna answer 5 trivia questions. Tapos you can join every week, kasi every week nagpapalit yung questions. So like, pag kanyari, Monday, you answered 5 questions. Pag nakuha pa sila lahat correctly, you get 5 entries. And then the next Monday, pwede ka na naman mag-join kasi iba na siya. So hanggang December siya, you get a chance to win for November, Movie Companion.
Yay!
So every week siya.
Number get, one na pala yun sa fully booked.
Oo.
Yeah.
Every week, you get a chance to win a Movie Companion for November. Mm-hmm. Tapos, for December, every week naman, you get to win a Twilight Collector's Edition.
Okay.
So, pero, yung mga, meron pa silang monthly winners. The monthly winners will get both. Both the Companion and the Collector's Edition.
So, join, guys.
Oh, sobrang madali lang yung kain-kain nyo. Kasi online, if you forget, you can always look it up.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang that's 5 raffle entries per person.
Also, for those who are tuning in to Magic 89.9, they're starting to give out tickets already for their premiere.
Uh-oh.
Magic 89.9 will have a premiere
in Mega Mall.
In Mega Mall, yeah. Candy Mag is
raffling off tickets for the Robinson's Galleria premiere.
So,
part nila yung Robinson's Movie World, I think.
Ah,
you have to log into your website.
Candy Mag is also partnered with RX.
Ah, talaga?
So, RX 93.1 will also be having a premiere dun naman sa Galleria. Sponsor nila is Greenwich, Candy, ano to, Galleria, and...
Ayun. Yeah.
What's the other one?
So, it's probably the same.
For those naman who are tuning in to RX 93.1, they're not... I don't know when they'll be giving out tickets. Sabi sa akin mga like 3 days before, but I'm assuming... that will start mga around Friday or Thursday this week. Just tune in. Number one pa rin yung Decode.
Yay!
Yeah.
Good. Oh, number 9 na nga pala yung Decode sa Pinks.
yung video.
Yung video. Yung
video. So Magic and voting. Yeah, Magic and Candy Mag's premiere screenings are on the 25th.
Yeah.
Right? So the movie is really showing on the 26th.
Please believe it.
Yes, believe us, please. Really, really, really showing.
Yeah, hey, kasi grabe, parang ano, parang ang dami pa rin nagtatanong sa chat box, sa comment, sa multiply, sa blurk. Oh my gosh, where have you people been hiding?
Yes, it's on the 26th.
Mga bagong Twilighters sila siguro.
Eh, but so, I don't know where they got, if they're new Twilighters, I don't know.
Kasi,
why do you think
hindi,
it's...
Kasi the,
because the US date is 21.
That, and if you guys got this info from the Galleria Cinema...
They're still saying 21.
The trailer there still says 21 because that's the one from the States. But the one that they showed during the Twilight Takes Back the Night... Yeah, it's November 26. So I'm not sure if they also use that, they exchange that for the Galleria one.
But we already told Viva during our meeting with them na meron ng cases that some cinemas don't know when. As in like sa SM San Lazaro daw, it's 25. The people in the cinema say it's 25. Yung mga nakapost sa mga posters nila, it's 25. Same with SM something eh. Basta may dalawang SM and then another Robinson's mall.
Yeah, we informed Viva about this.
We did,
so...
yeah. And they said they're gonna hopefully sabihan nila.
Sila na yung bahala doon. But right
it's
now,
really
we're...
26.
Yeah, we're...
Look at the billboards.
It's on the 26.
It's on the 26. Premiere yung 25. If you're lucky. If you're lucky enough, I mean, marami namang chances to
kung kasi
win tickets
kayo
for the premiere. Maraming
and to buy
premiere
tickets as well for the paid screenings.
Maraming premiere and maraming advanced screenings.
Yeah.
They'll all be happening on the 25th. We have a local index for that.
Yes.
On the blogspot. So just visit our blog. It's on the right side.
Yeah, we have a link to the local index. So,
hindi naman magulo yung blog namin.
Ano ba? Hindi dapat pagulot. Saan laki-laki na itong nakalagay ito in red bold font. November 26. I don't know why they... I don't know. Siguro they scroll down to the chat box and say, when is the showing? Alam mo yun. Pero kasi sa akin, pag lumalabas yung site, una akong nakikita yun eh. I don't know why people don't see it. Because they go to the chat box immediately and say, is it on the 21st? So parang huwag na kayong magtataka kung merong nagtataray doon. Malamang ako yun.
They probably won't believe you because they saw the trailer and like, okay, how
it's
can you
21st?
Be?
Whatever.
How can you?
Ang kasi sabi ko lang, sige, if you really think it's on the 21st, go to the cinema. I dare you.
Tapos na tayo, 500.
And let's see kung ano mapapanood nyo doon. Malamang si James Bond lang.
But yeah, guys, it's on the 26th. Believe us.
Yes.
Don't worry, the soundtrack naman is coming on the 17th.
Yay! So right after you get the soundtrack, diretso kayo sa SM Mega Mall for the mall invasion.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you get to win like prizes and tickets for the Twilight Party.
And you get to have pictures with Volvo.
Yes,
yay! Volvo. I'm actually looking forward to that.
So yeah, parang yung mga ibang sponsors did, we also have games and prizes. So yeah, fun. Fun yun. So don't forget to get your soundtrack on Monday.
Yep.
November
7th. Hopefully this goes up by Monday also. We'll have episode 5
Let's
and episode 6.
Let's make it number 1 here, guys.
Yeah.
Let's make everything toilet related number 1. Thank you for tuning in to the blog. to the blurb, to the Twitter, to the forums, and to the
workplace. Yeah, ano pala, the Twitter is new. The Twitter actually won't get much news from it. It's just the admins blogging.
Yeah.
Mini vlog ng mga admins where we post like little
small
thoughts about Twilight. Like squeeing over the billboards.
So, mas interactive yung Plurk. So if you wanna be more reactive, go to Plurk or go to the forums.
Yeah, it's more fun.
It's fun, yeah.
And,
so there.
Wait, one more thing. Kung merong ano Twilight dudes out there,
plugging.
You can join our forums and merong thread specifically for us Twilight dudes to discuss about Twilight. So, yun.
Don't worry, marami kayo.
Yeah.
Marami kayo.
And if you're somewhere in between, there probably are other people who are somewhere in between.
It's not a probably.
There are.
We know a few of them.
So, if you want to find out more about the Twilight Saga, visit our blog at twilightcovenph.blogspot.com. And if you want to read our show notes and if you want to listen to other episodes, so go to danangpodcast.blogspot.com. We would like to thank Michi and Thea and the people at Hug It Does in all of Asia. And
Miss Isa of Hashem.
Yeah, Miss Isa of Hashem.
And Miss Gwen.
And Miss Gwen of Viva. O, di ba? Ano ba yan? Pura na ano. Pura na bate. And,
I'd also like to say a special shout out to Jelly of RX.
Of RX.
Of RX 93.1. Hi, Jelly.
And also,
yeah, and I chatted with her last Wednesday.
Yeah. Thus, we also have a special shout out to Mabel and Dane.
Mabel and Dane. Hey guys.
Wow, can you imagine? We greeted Mabel and Dane in our own podcast.
Wow.
And we would like to thank our special panelists.
Yay!
Sino?
Ikaw. Oh. Thanks, Gary, for joining the Lonesome too.
Don't worry, you'll hear more from me and some other people.
When we have the Twilight Guys episode
coming soon.
Oh my god, guys, 1 week and 2 or 3 days before the movie. I'm so excited. I can't stop repeating it.
Okay, so as usual, we will leave you with an excerpt from Bella's Lullaby by Carter Burwell from the Twilight soundtrack.
Bye.
This podcast is not endorsed by Stephanie Meyer, Hatchet Book Group, or Summit Entertainment, and is for entertainment and information purposes only. Twilight Know the Names of Twilight Saga characters are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Stephanie Meyer or their respective trademark or copyright holders. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Twilight Coven Philippines, unless otherwise indicated. For questions, concerns, suggestions, topic requests, or if you're a TV station who wants to contact us about the Danag Fantaserie, send us an email at twilightcoven@gmail.com. For more information on Twilight Coven Philippines and the Danag podcast, please visit twilightcovenph.blogspot.com.